here, Kitty," she calls, and quicker than any speck, the shadow wheel with a tail is gone, and a black cat is walking in the door. The cat is long and skinny, like the dinner, and the top of its head is sprinkled with snowflake. Its large green eyes look directly into the eyes of the waitress. Then, rubbing against her legs, the cat squeaks out a meow. "Goodness sakes," says the waitress. The big man in the play coat says it first. "Looks hungry." Frances looks at her father, plays full of egg. Then she looks at her father. He gives her a, "What do you mean, give the that cat my ass? Look." The son faces waitress, scoops the cat up in her arm. She says to everybody in the dinner, "This cat's not supposed to be here, you know." Everybody nods his head. Again, health regulations, he say, scratching the cat behind its ear. Everybody nods again. No one speaks. Then the young man said, "You think it ill it kill it?" He hauled his ball out of the waitress. Everybody laughed then, and they all say something about it. Being Christmas, and what kind of regulation would keep a hungry cat outside? And the waiter is setting the cat black on the floor again, offering it the warm safety of her dinner. Frances jumps up her stool and goes out to the cat. They watch as the cat traps again her, pushing snow into her hair. Frances' father lets his eggs get cold and he watches her with bright eyes. When the waitress puts a saucer of milk on the counter, Frances lifts the cat up. Everybody watches the animal ring deep and long, and the big man says, "About starved?" And the young man said, "Pretty animal." And the waitress says, "Poor thing." After drinking the milk, the cat walks up and down the line of the counter, stepping over salt and pepper shakers, circling coffee cup. Say hello to everyone. The waiter, who is frying a hamburger for the animal, looks alarmed at first. But the dinner's customers are all smiling and laughing and reaching out to touch the soft black fur. She lets the cat walk. Finally, the big man says, "Well, who's going to take it home?" Everyone except Frances shrugs his shoulder and watches. The cat eats the little pieces of hamburger the waiter has crumbled up on a plate. "Daddy," Frances says. His father shakes his head. "Can't," he says. Frances sighs and looks at the other people. She can't imagine the cat with any of them. She can't imagine it only with her. "Maybe he belong around here," says the young man. "I never seen him before," the waiter answers. "Pretty thing," says the young man. His paperback book is lying close and beside his tiny ball. "My wife wouldn't ask me if I brought some creature in on one Christmas Eve," the big man admits to everyone who's listening. "Frances!" Father nods his head. "Mine too," he said. Frances raises her eyebrows and looks at him, chuckled, but she doesn't know why she's chuckled. What he says probably